Blog Talk Radio. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's going on, God?
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's good?
Man, you know, just living life, bro. You know,
that's
what's
it.
Good on your end, man?
Everything's going beautiful on my end.
Righteous, righteous.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. How's it going on your end? You good?
Ah, yeah, man. You know, wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. Just, man, out here in the city, man, just dealing with commerce, man, as usual.
Right.
Yeah. So, how is it where you at, man? I know we've been kind of distant from the show for a while, but you know, how is it where you at?
Yeah. I know we've been a little distant. It's all good. It's all good. We get back to it. I'm actually, well, you know, I'm actually inside Orlando right now, Orlando, Florida. It's on a little vacation, liking the views out here. The little vacation homie and it looking good. You know, just enjoying the vibes, you know. Just enjoying the views.
Right.
Yes.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know. Yeah. Hey, I need to get out your way, man, because, you know, I'm up in the Tennessee area. It's still pretty, you know, cool right now, man. That summer hot.
Yeah.
I'm ready for summer already, man, you know.
For real. Hey, didn't it be snowing in Tennessee?
Yeah. We get some weird up and down weathers out here. But, yeah, man, it snows. It freezes up from time to time, too. You know, we just had a real bad freeze up, man. We was, like, out of power, man, for about a week straight. You know, but
I remember you telling me that too.
You know, the thing about that is, I'm not really tripping on us having these power outages and things, but I think in my state, you know, in my city where I'm living currently, you know, I feel as though we should have, like, we got enough people to have multiple. You know what I'm saying? Light companies, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, dealing with this one company, man, it's kind of crazy. You know, they can, I'm trying to find ways now to dealing with, man, getting rid of all light bills, discharges, and all of that, bro. Like, I'm trying.
Yes, sir, it's a way.
Yeah, you know, because, man, they charging you light bills like it's a rent out here, man. It's crazy.
For real.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah, so, you know, man, we gonna kind of get straight into it, though, man. Let's, you know, today is a Knowledgeable Sunday, you know what I'm saying? And one of the things that we like to talk about when it comes to knowledge, man, is the number one thing, and that's Constitution. You know, we like to dig deep about this Constitution because, you know, it surrounds our life. You know, you got to deal with that Constitution no matter what you do. You know,
hey, I agree 100%.
Man, people, especially of our race, you know, is forced to be in certain contracts every day, going against our will, our free will, you know. And so learning more about the Constitution, man, is really just putting us up on game as to our rights, you know, just the way we supposed to move out here, you know, learning how to operate in the private, learning how to be on the private side. And that's what, you know, dealing with this Constitution is about, learning how to deal with, you know, learning your power. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I had to catch a lot of charges first before it kind of opened my eyes up. Like, I had a gut feeling when I was young, and I started catching, like, little juvenile charges, right? And I just felt like it was always a gut feeling like, man, something wrong about this. Just, you know, locking me up, you know what I'm saying? And it can be for over the smallest things. They even got jaywalking charges, you know?
Yeah, that jaywalking is crazy.
Yeah, you know, like you can't walk certain places. So think about it. All these charges being brought against you, it's basically like some form of a lawsuit. That's really all it is.
Yeah, and those jaywalking and everything is like, not to cut you off, but the jaywalking, that's unconstitutional. You can actually use the Constitution, you know what I'm saying, to protect your rights, to make you move how you want to move, as long as you're not injuring anybody, and I don't see that injuring anyone.
Right. Facts, man. And it's like, you know, dealing with this Constitution, man, it's like breathtaking, because when you finally understand that, hold up, this really is what I can use to make these people leave me alone. You know, because, you know, hey, one thing I hated growing up was bullies. I hated it. I hated it with passion.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I feel as though, you know, like, man, everywhere you turn it, man, the police, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against the police per se. I just, hey man, I feel as though y'all doing, you know, unconstitutional things. That's what I'm concerned about. You see, and I feel as though that. Well, go ahead.
No, I said yes, sir. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I thought you were saying something. It's, you know, that they're doing unconstitutional things, and that's what is concerning to me. So the Constitution and learning more about this Constitution is really what we need to be to know, you know. And so this is the reason why we're doing this for Knowledge of the Sundays. We want our listeners to be able to understand, like, the problem, like, and the answers to the problem. Like, this solves a lot of our problems, just reading this, you know. But what was your input on it, Kalam?
About the Constitution?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my only input would be to look at the Constitution on a bigger scale to see, like, why does it work? Like you said already, it's dealing with contracts and it's dealing with contracting. So it's like, as soon as you sign your name on anything, you're contracting. That's automatic. So in contract law, you want to know how to move, man. You don't just want to just sign things unknowingly, because now you are automatically waiving your rights. You don't want to waive your rights. And the other thing is, why we have to know the Constitution is because they have a popular saying where they say, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. So
none whatsoever.
What was that?
I said none whatsoever, God.
Real talk. So if you don't know your rights, they look at it as you don't have it. And if you don't have it, that pretty much means it doesn't exist. So you really got to know these things. At least if you don't know it, like, right on the spot where you're at, when the moment happens, like, say, if you get pulled over, but when you show up to court, you know what I'm saying, go over the Constitution and use, you know what I'm saying, certain articles or certain sections of the Constitution. And then, yeah, you know, use it to your best abilities and your best knowledge. And you don't want to just use a regular coffee constitution. You want to use a certified coffee. That's important. You know what I'm saying? Because that is seen as recognized in their eyes. If you don't do that, then they'll just go ahead and they'll throw it out the case. Yeah.
Exactly.
The judges, they play a little dirty.
So we are up to understand our powers, you know, and understand where, you know, the problem lies. The problem lies with us. It's because, of course, we wasn't taught anything about the Constitution, but now is the opportunity to actually learn it. You see what I'm saying? Like, we up in age. We grown. We supposed to know this. You see what I'm saying? This ain't something that, you know, is supposed to. If not, if you feel as though that it's something that you should know, then I feel as though those are the ones that, you know, should probably just be working for the rest of their life. You know, because, I mean, you don't want to get out here and do business and, you know, you don't know anything about the Constitution, and that's where you mess up a lot at, with doing business and with dealing with contracts, like Kalam stated earlier. You know, you're dealing with these contracts. You wanna know a lot about this Constitution, because I'm telling you, it prevents the government from doing a lot to your businesses.
Real power.
You know? And your person, your personal self. So, but let's go into it. You know what I'm saying? You got yours pulled up, Kalam? You got, because I got my Tennessee 1870 Tennessee Constitution, the Constitution of the State of Tennessee. And what I'm gonna do is, man, let's go over both of it, since you out in Florida and I'm in Tennessee. What we could do is compare and contrast, and let's see if all of our information is basically the same. In mine, I'm gonna go to Article 1, Declaration of Rights, and it states, Section 1, all power inherited in the people, government under their control. And this is basically breaking down, and this is the reason why I love this Constitution. I mean, this one, you know, a lot. I like this one, 1870, because it actually breaks down exactly what it is trying to explain to you that this Constitution is granting you. And it says that all power is inherited in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness, for the advancement of those ends they have at all times, an unalienable and indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. That was a handful. I was, you know, when I first read this, man, it was like mind-blowing to me, because I couldn't understand, like, hold up. So we got the power to get rid of your ass? When you over there trying to play big bad wolf instead of listening and being the a proper litigator between two parties, you know, but now it seems as if we are at war with the government. You feel me? Like, they just putting their foot on our necks. That's what it seems like. But in this paragraph right here, it tells me that all power is inherited in the people. Now, who are the people? You want to ask yourself that. Who is this paragraph talking about? And again, this document can be found online on their website. You can download or email them. I think we called the other day, right? And they told us that they were emailing it to us now, right? You know, in Tennessee, we can go up there and Tennessee archives and actually still be able to go in. But, you know, I was just out in Boston, me and my wife, we was just out in Boston, man, in, what was that? I want to say November. And we couldn't even get inside the Library of Congress because, you know, you had to make an appointment now. You know, and they're doing a lot of things online. So one thing for sure, man, download this information. Go online yourself and check it out. If you don't believe what we're reading or, you know, or where we're getting our information from, this can be found online at the Archives of Tennessee. And what are you coming from on from the Florida? Let's hear from the Florida Constitution, Cologne. Let's hear if this is some of the similar, if you have some similar in that Constitution.
Okay. So, like y'all said as well, this is the 1868 Florida Constitution. And this is Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 1. And it says political power. All political power. It doesn't say some. It says all political power is inherent in the people. The enunciation herein of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or impair others retained by the people. And it goes on section 2 to say basic rights. All natural persons, not artificial persons, all natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty, to pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry, and to acquire, possesses, and protect property, except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated or prohibited by law. No person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. So that's
the man. That Florida Constitution is killing it, man. For real. You got some real rights over there, brother. No lie to you, man. That document right there is real powerful, man. It's giving up a lot right there in Florida, man, and I think that's the reason why it has a high population. But let's just say that, you know, majority of the people, you know, don't even know this information. Let's just say that, you know, they are really making a lot of money by our ignorance.
Hey,
you know, and we
for the lack of knowledge, the people don't perish.
Yeah, man, we are keeping them in control. We are keeping them in control, man, by ignorance, man. But, you know, it can be overwhelming sometimes, you know, thinking about the type of information that this Constitution is giving out, even when it comes to dealing with religion. You know, a lot of people have what are called, they can worship and do religious things however they see fit. You know, if you, for instance, you know, I use the fact that, you know, I like to smoke hemp, right?
Right.
And that's a part of my religion, you know, because that's given to me from the Creator. And so with that being a part of my religion, I'm allowed to smoke my hemp or, you know, eat it or do whatever I feel fit. You see what I'm saying? You can make a lot of money off hemp. You see? And that's a different topic, though. You know, we don't talk about that when it comes time for that financial. Financial Fridays. You got to keep that in mind. We still got that Financial Fridays coming up, but we don't talk about that on one of those shows. But, you know, you want to be able to protect your rights when it comes to even wanting to grow your own hemp or, you know, whatever you feel the need to be able to do, you want to be able to protect that. All right. Let's go to another one, right? Where it is, I like the one, let me type it in.
Hey guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're up on the talk for the, we're at the half an hour mark. So we'll do like a quick break and then we'll come right back. So that gives you like time to look up everything too as well.
All right, bet. Let's go take this break real quick.
Let's see.
Peace of God.
Yeah, peace, God. God. Yeah, you made a great point, God. I think understanding the breakdown of what the Constitution is, you know, I think we should definitely give this definition of what Constitution actually means. All right.
Yes, sir.
Did you want to go into it?
Yeah, I could go ahead and go into it. We could go into the etymology real quick, and then we'll going quickly into the Wikipedia, so to give it a in depth breakdown of it. But let's go inside the group chat. I think I sent it directly to you, but I'll put it in the group chat.
Yeah.
All right. So on the etymology, it says constitution. Mid-14th century, constitution, law, regulation, edict, body of rules, customs, or laws. From Old French, constitution, 12th century, constitution, establishment, and directly from Latin, constitutionem, nominative, constitutio, act of settling, settled, condition, anything arranged or settled upon, regulate, regulation, order, ordinance, noun of state, from past participle stem of constitere, to cause, to stand, set up, fix, place, establish, set in order, form something new, resolve. And, you know, we can go like deeper into that, but you can go ahead and check that out. Now let's go to the, for time's sake,
right,
let's go to the Wikipedia one. And it says, and this one says, the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the United States of America. And let's go ahead. I was going to hit that, but it's all good. We'll just go ahead and continue. But it says the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the United States of America. This founding document, originally comprising 7 articles, delineates the national frame of the government. Its first 3 articles embody the doctrine of the separation of powers, whereby the federal government is divided into 3 branches, the legislative, consisting of the bicameral Congress, Article 1, the executive, consisting of the president and subordinate officers, Article 2, and the judicial, consisting of the Supreme Court and other federal courts. So that's the three branches, you know, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And basically, you know, the Constitution, like, governs them, you know what I'm saying, and limits the power of the government. Because, you know, the people pretty much have all the power. But it limits them, you know, so they won't suppress or put the people into involuntary servitude.
Right.
But also, I sent, like, a, I don't know if you've seen that screenshot I did. I sent you.
Which
but
one?
It says,
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it says,
okay,
generally,
ahead.
Generally, if there is a statute on an issue, the statute is superior to case law, just as the Constitution is superior to statutory law. And if you go into, like, what statutory law is, you know what I'm saying, that's ordinances, things that they update on a regular basis, like having licenses and so forth. But
right.
It says that the Constitution is superior than that, and the Constitution is the supreme law. And if these statutes that they are making, like, goes against the Constitution, it's null and void. And you could go in
exactly
to your own research and figure that out and find that out, to be honest. It's not really hidden. It's public knowledge. But,
wow.
Yeah, God, that's a little breakdown
that,
right
yes,
there.
Yes, because I'm seeing exactly how you asked that, and it gives you that answer, you know. But I'm going to reread it, man. It says, generally, if there is a statute on an issue, the statute is superior in case law, just as the Constitution is superior in statutory law. You know what I'm saying? So, you, man, what are we doing? You see what I'm saying? So this is a must, man. I'm looking at my Constitution of the State of Tennessee, and Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 11, and it says, no ex post facto laws, but laws made for the punishment of acts committed previous to the existence of such laws and by them only declared criminal are contrary to the principles of a free government. Wherefore, no ex post facto law shall be made. Man, this paperwork is so powerful. The breakdown of it is so powerful, you know. And you should think about this real talk. Like, you should think about this. Like, what the word ex post facto law. You remember when we broke that down, Kalam, and we was going over that, man, because I was confused for a long time. I said, dang, man, I get it, but I don't get it. And then you said, no, brother, break each word down. And,
yeah,
you know, man, you had to look it up, man, and understand what those words meant. But even in this Constitution right here that you can find online as well, it actually breaks down and gives you the understanding of what that no ex post facto laws is telling you, you know. But, yeah, man, this Constitution is powerful, man. It's very powerful. Man, I can tell you that I've used the Constitution in several cases that I've had. And even if you was to go down, like, you know, go down to the courtroom, right, and actually go in and
pay attention to some of these cases, which you it's kind of hard for you to do now because COVID is going on, right? But if you were able to actually go inside, you would actually see. And I went in one time, God, no lie, man. I was sitting in listening, and the state was saying that they were the people instead of, you know, it being us. You know, the flesh and blood people. It was the state, and they were saying, we the people. We the people are asking for this. We the people are asking for that.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't never seen that one. That's crazy. That's a little...
Man, God, it gets crazy. Because the more you learn this information, you be like, whoa. Yo, man, you got to wake up, man. You got to wake up because I'm telling you,
they do.
This is what they call stealing your identity. Hey, man, they infiltrating us, man. That's what's going on, man. They are infiltrating us. They turned the whole entity into flesh and blood people. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because people you gotta stand up, and it's people out there, don't get me wrong. Like, people out there using the Constitution. You can go ahead and look up online, go to YouTube videos. People are enforcing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, and the thing is, right, when you enforcing these things, we're not just telling you go out there and just say the Constitution is the Constitution that, without having any knowledge, because then at the same time, it can hurt you because they play Jedi mind tricks with you. So you have to make sure that you stand on your square as well. So if this is something that you did research on and you know that it's the highest law, you got to learn the ways to enforce it. Because when you say these things and then you just gave them a license, right?
Right.
You're showing that your property and certain other things to them, they're not going to respect that, because at the same time, you're telling me two different things. You're telling me you're a people, but you're also telling me that you're artificial, or you're our property, or you are our chattel. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't want them to be really confused. And people might be like, well, why didn't it work for me? Because you're not operating like one of the people.
Exactly. Facts.
Yeah, you're saying that I'm one of the people in his face, who's the officer or whoever, or public servant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're saying that, hey, I am one of the people and I'm under the Constitution, but on paperwork, right? On paperwork
right.
and on documents, you're saying a totally different thing. You're saying the totally opposite. And in law, paperwork is more formal and recognized than your word. Your word is seen as hearsay. You're just saying that, but you're operating like this.
Mm.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to be private and public at the same time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't be a master and a slave at the same time. It doesn't work like that. You can't be a sovereign citizen.
Facts.
And you don't want to be seen as a sovereign citizen, because when you're seen as a sovereign citizen, you're looked as a terrorist. Literally.
Facts, man. I had a guy ask me that, you know, because they always catch me with my turbans on, and man, the guy asked me, he was like, man, you a sovereign citizen? Man, I really did get kind of really offended, but I knew he didn't really know better, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, bro, like, you know, don't even think of that word, man. You know, those are two different words you want to keep, you know what I'm saying, kind of separate. You know, you want to keep that sovereignty. You know, you born with that. You born sovereign. But that citizen, man, that's like a whole different word. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really want to be using them together. Like,
yeah,
because that puts you in a whole different category. Puts you in a whole different category. And like you say, man, it makes you a terrorist. Makes you a terrorist for sure. So, and that's crazy that you say that, because had I not known, you know, and actually went deep into studying and learning how to break the words down and actually went into court with no knowledge, but just, you know, a bunch of YouTube training, hey, man, you know, I could have got thrown in jail probably for this, because I had a prosecutor that threw that up at me one time. I think it was last year, man. It was either last year. No, it was like 2 years ago when I first kind of came into the information. And man, I went to court, and she was like, "Oh, you one of those sovereign citizens?" And I was like, "Oh no." I ain't now one of those, and I'm gonna make sure if I ever get on the record, you know, cause she was just talking to me, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even actually in front of the judge, but you know how they make you come in and you sit down, and
yeah,
she got to getting to me, you know, I'm the stubborn guy. I got my paperwork in hand. Remember, I think we was going through that together. Matter of fact, bro, like. You know, because I was getting a lot of the information even from you. And so, they had my paperwork inside the courtroom. And she hit me with that, "Oh, yeah, I think he's probably one of those sovereign citizens." And, man, I went in on like, "Nah, you know, she got the wrong guy. I ain't never one of those. And you can't put that on me." So, you know, but when I got to the judge, I guess he must have overheard the conversation, and he was going over and looking at my paperwork. But, you know, me sticking to that constitution and staying on my square, man, they had no choice but to throw it out, you know, no choice but to throw it out. So be careful, you know, on how you address yourself inside these courtrooms, because, man, they got ways to try to throw you off. They got people in there that play like they're your best friends. Like, they literally be trying to team up to try to trap you in some form or fashion, man. So remember that. These people are not your friends. Now, you find some genuine people in that office now. Don't get me wrong. You find genuine people.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people are working together to destroy you, because that's how they get paid. It's a corporation, man. It's a corporate world. You got it. You got to know how to operate in it. But, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, God. It was just, man, I was throwing that out there, you know.
Yeah, you good. I like the input. Yeah,
right.
For sure. And even like when you go into like the courtrooms and stuff like that, you don't want to. It's certain rules, man. You gotta. The thing is, we gotta learn the rules. You gotta know the rules. The rules of civil procedure. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You gotta learn your state. Just like how we look up Constitution, and how we was reading the definition of Constitution, it's the federal Constitution. Which is the United States, right? That's the federal part. Then your own state, like you was reading your Tennessee, I was reading my Florida, they got separate constitutions for every state country.
Right.
So that's important too when you're dealing with court, because you don't really want to just bring in a federal constitution into a state venue or a state courtroom. That's not seen as formal. And even though it's certified, you know what I'm saying? They could say, the judge can say, "Hey, I don't have any jurisdiction to, you know what I'm saying, hear this case."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To go over that document because it's federal level. They are not federal judges. They are state judges. So you have to use state constitution.
Facts, man. Facts. And you use that federal constitution when it's time for that federal constitution, you know.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I like to stay right there where home is, because, you know, and then one of the things that you have to really go in and do, I guarantee you, man, and I have a lot of these judges in the area where I'm at, oath of office. Man, go down there and request that oath of office. If you don't believe that these people have to abide by the Constitution, they took an oath to this.
That's the biggest oath.
You know, and if you know anything about an oath, you know that's something you got to uphold. You see what I'm saying? So, man, they took an oath to this. You can go down to anywhere in your states, you know, down where they do business at, and ask where you could pull. I think I forget the name of the building that I went to out in Memphis, but man, I'm telling you, like, we had to get all of theirs, man, because I wasn't playing with them. I said, I don't care, because one thing about these courtrooms in Memphis, if anybody, any of the listeners have been in Memphis, man, they will switch a judge up on you quick. You know what I'm saying? They'll wait all the way up to the day you have that court date, and, man, they'll throw somebody in there. And you'd be looking like, hold up, I thought this was judge such and such wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like they throw a substitute teacher in there. Oh, that judge ain't here today. You know?
What I did was,
I said, you know what? I'm just going to get everybody's oath to office, man. I don't care what it costs me. And luckily, it was free, you know? So... But, you know, I went ahead and just got everybody's oath of office. Let's just make this sweet, simple, and easy. Okay, he's not in. What's your name again? And I just go to my file folder, man, and pull up whoever it is. And your oath of office has to be in here, because you're saying that you are a judge. You are some form of a judge, you know. So, but, man, that is the topic for the day, and you know, it was a pretty good show.
We're
now coming up to the end of the show, but I want to keep in mind we're getting everything back in order for our listeners and stuff, and you can always go back into on blogtalkradio.com and check out, you know, our old shows if you want to check that out. I advise everybody to go and check that out, because, man, we have some real fire topics. We actually, just to go and reminisce, we actually talked about the book We the Corporation, you know what I'm saying? And that book was a real powerful book as well, and it was dealing with the corporate side of with the Constitution. And so, man, I advise a lot of our listeners to go back into those archives and check us out. But anything that you want to leave the listeners with?
I mean, like you said, man, go ahead, go into the archives, because that's what you're going to learn when you go back. When you go back, because it's like we're doing like stepping stones. So you gotta concentrate and put everything together. You can't just watch one show and be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna use this and just move like this, because it's gonna mess you up, because you don't know the history, you don't know the knowledge in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? You just have like a part of it, a piece of the puzzle, And for you to go, you know what I'm saying, into war, you know what I'm saying, with just a piece, you know what I'm saying, just with a helmet, not with your sword and your armor. Yeah, you got the helmet, but with your sword and your shield and your armor, you got to make sure you have everything when you go so you could be prepared and you're able to defend yourself in the correct way and then also attack. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to move blindlessly, man. That's going to hurt you. And then I don't want people to be saying, oh, well, I landed from here. I landed from there, which is, you know what I'm saying? That's confusion. And we don't want people to be confused. That's not our intention. Our intention is to help you guys out to our best abilities while helping ourselves. And hopefully you guys can also teach us something. Always willing to learn. I learn first, then I teach. I don't just teach, then learn, or just teach. I learn first.
All right.
What's but, up? Yeah. That's me. So what other show we got coming up?
Which did you want to do? I know we got Financial Fridays coming up. We got a set of time for that, you know. But I also want to get us back into the health because our people do need the health. And when I say our people, I'm talking about people all around the globe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I believe in diversity. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, we all got to understand that we are all a part of this. We are all a part of this. You know what I'm saying? And
yes, sir.
Well, you know, people understand it or not, man. The war is not with each other. It's great about learning how to do commerce, man. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Let's focus on that, man. Let's focus on this dream. Let's focus on it, man. So, but yeah, man. That's I know what are we gonna do? Health Tuesdays. You wanna come back Tuesdays? We can give them a good, you know, hour on some good health and herbs. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's do a Health Tuesday. That's cool with me. What time you thinking? Like, about like the same time, 8 a.m. again?
Yeah, let's do it early, man. Yeah, let's do it early before people wake up and try to pick, you know, the pancakes and the hot biscuits. And man, let's talk about that good smoothie, man. That burdock juice that we could be sipping on. You know, some of that sea moss that we can be intaking and actually, you know, enhancing our brain cells, enhancing the, you know, our bodies, you know, period. Like, let's get that in our system bright and early.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Man, we'll be back bright and early Tuesday morning, man.
That's right. Peace to the God.
Man, peace to the God.